Adoption Alice Amadalis at the two dots. Time of abundance. Alpha Pichiamo, even though that we already learned, Ain't Tom the Mithila Badova Shayna Moshi Tevel, Mishitekashekha, we already learned that you're not allowed to, on Shabbos, do Hatzmana. Okay, the same thing over there. You all of a sudden saw your food on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Hatzmana, even on something that's not Moshi Tevel. Why? Because we're afraid that you might find your thing was completely, your food was completely cooled off, and you might come to, you might lose yourself. When it comes to food, people lose themselves and they might come to heat it up. Okay, so we feel, even though we said that you can't do hatmana mechashecha, imbala hosif mosif. If you want to come to increase on your hatmana, you already did hatmana Erev Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you wanted to increase it, put another sheet on, that's fine. Now we're going to read the Gemara right now only according to Rashi, and we're going to see that there's going to be another way of learning the whole Gemara. Okay, so according to Rashi, you want to be mosif, add another sheet on or whatever you want on. Ketzad hu'ose, and how should he do this? You could take off the sadinim, these sheets, and you can put on something that's much thicker, that will insulate much better. Oh, let's say it's in the summertime and your food is getting too hot and you want it warm, but you don't want it that hot the next day. Or not to let a glufkarin, these very thick insulating materials. And you put on sadinim, you're being machli. You're switching them around. That's allowed. So Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel says, Lo asu ela oto mecham. He said, we didn't asur hatmana except for the exact pot that you're using that you started with. Aval pinam mecham la mecham. But if you move the food from one pot to another pot, okay, mutter, it's mutter. Why is it mutter when you move from one pot to the next pot? Hashti, kori kai markile, if he's coming to cool it off, why is he switching it from pot to pot? He's doing an action that's showing that he wants it to be cooled off. He's doing it for kavana to cool it off. Etuchi kai mirtchala, he's going to come and heat it up now. He just did a meiser with his hands to cool it off. He's certainly not going to come to heat it up now, and therefore there's no more din of an issue of hatzmana on a pot that's been switched from pot to pot. Okay, let's see Rashi inside, and we're going to see that we're going to read the words of the Gemara again inside, and we'll bring up the different problems. It's this small little piece of Gemara has a lot of information with it. Tanu Rabbanan, and I'm going with my finger on Rashi. Avo Bishamo ain't Tomni Mefila Badavashenu Mosif Hevel Mechashecha. Ain't Bala Hosif, if you want to add to it, Mosif. Rashi. Ain't Tomni Mechamin Mechashecha, Filo Badavashenu Mosif Hevel. Kidiaman, like we already saw, Shemi Yimta Kidero Tonenet, you might find your dish was, your pot was cold. Kishi Yirtsili Hatmina, and now when you wanted to insulate it, Fetechena, Bishabbos, and you're going to come to heat it up on Shabbos. Aval im bo la hosif kisoy al kisoy. If you want to add another covering on the covering that's already existing, mishachashecha mosif. From the time on Shabbos, you're allowed to. So the Mishnah goes on and says, Ketzad hu osa. We just said that this first statement of the Mishnah is adding on an additional layer of hatmana. Now we say Ketzad hu osa, which is basically going to explain how do you add on an additional layer of insulating material. You switch it off. You switch the light ones for the heavy ones. That doesn't seem like what we just said in the first statement. The first statement is talking about adding on materials. Now when it says Ketzad hu osa, how do you do this? Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says you take the lighter insulating material and you switch it off with the heavier one. Or no to let it glufkrim or maniach esatinim. And you switch it. This ketzad seems a little out of place. Therefore, Tosfot and Lachor, I don't know for sure, but it looks like this is also pshat in Rashi. Tosfot said there's a makloka going on between the two statements, and you have to remove the ketzad. Ketzad doesn't belong here, it doesn't fit in. Rather, the first statement was, what are you allowed to do with your hatmana? You're allowed to add things onto it. And now Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says, not only are you allowed to add things on, you're allowed to switch the hatmana. material. That's not a problem. That's not called doing hatman on Shabbos. You have something light. Take it off. Put it back on. But Tosfot says that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the first statement. The first statement says you're only allowed to add materials, but to be machlif, to switch the materials around, no. Comes Rav Shimon Gamliel and says you're allowed to also switch the materials. L'maisa, Tosfot says we don't learn ketzat, and l'chora, according to Rashi, since Rashi said the first case is adding on materials, and now Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming and saying machlif, it seems like he's not learning the word ketzat either. Okay? There are Rishonim that learn the word ketzat. The Rambam brings down the word ketzat, and he says that Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to is to qualify the Tanakhama. What did we mean by being mosif? It means when you have something light insulating, you take the light material off and you put the heavy one. It's only being machli, but not that you're allowed to be mosif. And the Rambam comes out beferish. You're not allowed to add to your hatmana on Shabbos. Okay, you have something hatmana, you're not allowed to add a new sheet onto it, but you're allowed to take off the old one and put on something heavier. That sheet is Rambam. That is that Rav Shimon Gamliel is explaining. It's ketzat hu aseh. Tosfot takes off the girsa, and Lachor again, Rashi seems like he's taking off the girsa, because it seems like there's two different things going on. It doesn't seem like Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying a ketzat over here. Okay, back to Pshat and Rashi. Again, the Tana Rabbanan is that you're allowed to add a sheet on a sheet. Comes Rav Shimon Gamaliel, Omen notel ad sadinim, you're allowed to take off the sheets, umaniach ad glufkrin, and you're allowed to put on glufkrin. What is glufkra? It's a coat. Something heavy, a heavy woolen material that is much warmer than a sheet. The yeshbo heavily yotetz causes much more heat or retention of heat than a sardine. The no to let it. Coat. I think it's a coat. Right? French word, coat. O U. Sounds French. Okay. Coat, the yeshbo heavily yotetz. And also you're allowed to take off this heavy material in the summertime if you're afraid that it's going to burn the tafshil, machmas, both kisur, because there's so much on it. Take off the heavy one and put on the light one. Now that we see Rav Shimon Gamaliel holds two things over here. He holds that you can be machlif. You can be machlif, the light for the heavy, and the heavy for the light. Why would you need to take off the heavy for the light? Because you're afraid it might burn over here. So you're finding that once a person, it's not a problem anymore. Once you switch, you can even switch to something lightly. So therefore, v'chein, hi, Rav Shimon Gamliel. We see that Rav Shimon Gamliel utilizes, because of this heter, another heter over here, and he says, lo asra elo to mecham. You know, we're not going to usher except for the one that you started with, the pot that you started with. If you switch from mecham to mecham, pot to pot, mutter. Why again? I'm going to read it according to Rashi. Hashti kori kai makila. Since his whole intention from switching from pot to pot is to cool down the pot, etuchi kai mirchala. He's not going to come and heat it up now. He just did a maisa that showed that what his kavana was, we're not afraid that he's going to come and heat it up. If he does hatmana on it, therefore you can switch from pot to pot and do hatmana on it. Rashi, v'chenai Rav Shimon Gamliel, mekel kula achrita v'hatmana. He derives another kula from hatmana. Lo asro lahatmin mechashecha ela b'mecham shehuch mabo. The only isra of hatmana is on the etzim pot that you already heated up. The ikel mikzav shema yotiach. On that pot there is to make a gizer shema yotiach. Aval, if you're switching from pot to pot, acher, umatmim, and now you're matmim, that's allowed. Zer lashon tosefta. And also switching from pot to pot is mutter. Tahashta. Now look careful at the word Rashi is going to add in over here from the Gemara. Hashta lekel migzah shemi yotiach. We're not worried that you're going to come and be martiach. Why? Tahashti korekai mekulahu. Now that you're coming and cooling it off, the mitkavein with your kavani, old kavana is to switch pots in order to cool it off. Artuchi mitach lahu bitmia. You're going to come and heat it up. That's a bitmia. According to Rashi, again, the whole statement, the whole reason of the heter of switching from pot to pot is because you're switching it in order to cool it down. What happens if you're switching it not to cool it down? What happens if it's in another pot and the pot got a hole in it and broke over here? And now you switched it into another pot over here? Is that called switching from pot to pot that you should be mutter to now do hatman on it? Lachor, according to Rashi, not. According to Rashi, that has to be you were mitkaven to cool it down. Lamaitse, this is not brought down in halacha the way Rashi learns. Rather, Shitas Rambam is learned over here, and this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Now you read this case like this. What's the heter of putting from pot to pot, that you're allowed to switch pots? We bring down over here that Delo Asru Elikishu B'Kli Rishon. The whole Isser of Hatmona is only in a Kli Rishon. When we say the original pot that you used, because that's a Kli Rishon. A Kli Rishon we're worried about. But if you switch it from pot to pot, that's called the Kli Sheni. There is no Isser Hatmana on a clean Sheni. It's not like the way Rashi said that you switch the pot and you will make Havin to make it cold, and therefore that's the whole problem over here. And therefore it's not a problem. That's the whole head over. Since you make Havin to make it cold, you're not worried about making Hatmana on it. No, you have to read the Gemara like this. Go back to the Hashta in the Gemara. Hashta Kuri Kai Machila, since you switched it from a Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni, and you cooled it off. You're not going to come to heat up, because we don't have a din of heating it up with a Kli Sheni, only a Kli Rishon. And that's how you put down a halacha. Now we could talk some coolers with Hatmana. That once we have this idea, the heter of switching from pot to pot, it's not a Kli Rishon anymore. That the only Isser of Hatmana is a Kli Rishon. Now we had, when we started off the parak, we said, you know when Hamana comes in? When you have a blackout, right? The electricity goes off on Shabbos. Your first thing is, oh my gosh, I want my children to be hot in the morning. So you want to insulate it. So what's the heter now? How can you insulate it? What?
Transfer it to another pot.
You transfer it to another pot, and there you have it. You have a Kli Sheni, it's mutter. I don't know about Rashi. Rashi thing is only if you make Kavi to cool it off. It could still be. Omechavusa mentioned that even still over here, that Vashi, it could be a hetter over here. It's kind of like you're switching the materials over here. There could be a hetter for Rashi. But clearly, according to the Rambam, which is brought down in Halacha, that the whole list is Kli Rishon, over here, Kli Sheni, there's a hetter. Okay? On it, there's a Atzka Chashma. Oh, so you see that maybe even Rashi over here, it could be. But I'll tell you where there's another problem. Again, where you're not putting something in to cool it down. You're transferring it to another pot, not to cool it down, but to keep it warmer. For example, you have a pot off the flame. It's nice and hot. It's a Kli Rishon. There's an Isser of Hatmana on it. So what do? I take it and I transfer it into a thermos. Right? A thermos is insulated material over here. It's a Kli Sheni, but what's my kavana? I'm transferring it into the thermos, not to cool it down, but to keep it warmer in the long run over there. Would Vashi matter a thermos? For sure the other shitas would matter a thermos. We have Syria. And this is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, in the back of my Mishnah Berurah, we have the editions of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish comes out straight, according to the Rambam Shita, which is how we paskin, that the whole list is a Kli Rishon, not a Kli Sheni. That's your heter of a thermos. If people are wondering, how do I put in a thermos? The thermos is totally insulated, and I put the top on, there I got it, total insulated material. Should be Hatmana. So he brings down two tamim why thermos is on mutter. And one of them is also for Rashi. The first one is, you see that it's a Kli Sheni over here. He says it's a Kli Sheni, and that's the heter. The second one is, it's a very interesting thing over here. Who says that a thermos is Hatmana? Maybe the Chazon Ish says that Hatmana is the whole Hakpara of Chazal, is when you take Begadim and you put it around your pot over here. That would be the issue of Hatmana. Over here, you're just putting it into a Ke'ilu, a pot, that's just more insulated than the first pot. But the first pot itself is insulated. Why do you put food in a pot? To keep it warm over here. This is just a super warm pot over here. So he wants to say that it could be that the whole Issa. He says it's the Lashon Efshar, that there is no Din Hatmana if you just have a super insulated pot over here, which is a thermos. But something that's just wrapped in clothing is the Issa of Hatmana, but not a pot itself. So that time would also go for Rashi, clearly over here. So from this Gemara we have two distinct ways of learning the Gemara over here in the Hashta. Is it that it has to be mekavin? Rashi puts in the word mekavin, you were mekavin to make it cold over here by switching the pots. And the Mishnah Brewer, when he discusses this case, explicitly comes to uproot Rashi. When it says you pour it into another pot, the ein nafkamina in the kavin beferish kdei lekar bistama or bistama le'ez siva. Makes no difference if you're mekavin to cool it down, or if there's any other siva while you're putting it in the other pot. For example, the pot broke, or there was an electric short out, or you're putting it in for a thermos. He brings down, not like Rashi, it's not an Indian of being mekavin to cool it down. Rather, the psak in this Gemara is kli rishon, kli sheni, and that itself is a large kula in hatmana. Okay, now we're going to have a brisa that's going to bring us to the end of the parak over here. One long brisa. There's no Gemara comment. It's just the brisa itself, and some of this brisa we've seen already. Taman v'kisa b'davar nito. Now Rashi's, the Gemara is using over here the Lashon Taman and Kisa. Lashon Taman is the material that's around it that you're sticking it in the Hatmana box, and the Kisa is the stuff that you're covering it up with. So if you around the pot and on top of the pot is something that's a davar nito, meaning it's not muksa. Davar nito means you can move it, you can touch it. That's not a davar muksa b'Shabbos. If you were tumming it and covered in something that's not muksa on Shabbos. Oh, the next case is you were tamen b'davar she'en unito. You did around the pot on something that is mukser. It's ein unito. It's mukser b'Shabbos. Tekisa b'davar nito b'Shabbos. But you covered it with something that you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. It's not mukser. Maybe you did yichud li'olam on it. Or is it no tilamaxia? You could take the pot out and you could return it. Like Chachamim, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. You're allowed to take it out and return it. No problem. Here's where the problem comes in. Taman v'chisa b'davar she'en unito. You surrounded it and you put on top of it something that's muksa b'Shabbos. Or shetaman b'davar nito. Or you surrounded it with something that's murta b'Shabbos v'chisa b'davar she'en unito b'Shabbos. But you put on top of it something that's muksa. Now you have a problem because the top of the pot is covered with something that's muksa. So what do you do over here? Ehaya megula miksaso. If part of the lid is revealed, I mean it's not completely covered with the muksa material, no tulamaxia. You can take it off and take it off, the muksa stuff falls to its side, umaxia. Ve'im lav, and if not, ain't no tulamaxia. You can't do anything about this pot. If you totally insulate it with something that's muksa, and you can't get to the lid at all, you're not allowed to touch it because it's you'll be moving, be a dime. Rashi is going to bring down a very strong question on this. Move it with the kalachiyat or something like that. What do you mean you can't? You're stuck. You can't use your food at all on Shabbos in this case. Let's deal with the more bigger kiddush. You surrounded it completely with something that's not muksa, but you covered it completely with something that's muksa. Okay? According to the Gemara, ainu no tilamaksir. You can't take out this pot. You're stuck. You can't eat on Shabbos. To tiltum and atzad or something. Okay? You can't move it to your dime. This is Rashi's question. This is going to be the questions that all the Rishonim are dealing with over here. We're going to see a very big Kiddush coming out. Rashi Taman, Hakadera Vidava Nito, that you did Hatmana with something that's not Muksa. Masha Notar Zivotea Havi Dava Mukhan. Something that's surrounding it. A Dava Mukhan. Fechisa Alpia. We're making the separation between the material that's around it and what's on top of it. Alpia nami dava muhan kigon kli. You put something as a Taurus kli on it, you can move it, it's not muksa. Or you're talking about dava she'enu nitol, the kisa b'dava nitol, and you cover it with something that's not muksa. How is it not to a maksa? These are the cases that you can take and return it. The whole of the kisa nitol, megala akitera fioksa. Because since the lid, the top part of it, you could remove the stuff, or you could, it's migala, you could just grab the pot and take it off. But if you did hatmana and you covered the pot with something that's not, something that is mukser, or afilo tamen bedava nito v'kisei bedava she'enu nito, meaning the top part is mukser, im ein mikzat piya migula, if some part of the top of the pot is not revealed, lo yitol, the ein lo b'maya chazena. You can't grab anything on it, too bad. Vim Tamar, Rashi asks the question. Yefanes Zivoteah. Again, the pot itself is in something that's not muksa. You just cover the pot in something muksa. Clear out what's around it. Hoel v'davar nitalu. That stuff's not muksa. Yechazen v'tzofanein. Grab the pot itself, and as you're lifting it, have the muksa on top of it fall off. Why didn't the Gemara give that suggestion over here? It's a partial suggestion. V'yitlal al tzeda v'yitlal al kisoy. Remember, the surrounding is not muksa. Clear it out. Take the pot by its side, lift it up with the muksa on top of it, and dump the muksa off over here. That's allowed, it's tiltum and it's on. So why didn't we say that? V'chiyahu d'tanan, we have this later on, it's going to be a Mishnah, at the end of the Masechta. Ha'evin sha'al piyachavit. You have a rock that's on top of your barrel. Matad al-tzida, you just tilt it on its side, so you don't fell it. You take the barrel and you push it on your side and let it fall over here. It might have been a chaviot, magbio, so what's the difference between our case and that case? Our case, the Gemara doesn't give this Eitzah of just lifting up and turning on the side with the barrel that has mux on it. We give that case over here. So Rashi says a big chiddush, which is brought down in Halacha. I got another hetzer with not so much hatmana, but with muksa. Ha ukim na hatem bishacha. The case over there is because he forgot it. It was forgotten. It happened to be there. You wake up in the morning, you have money on your chair over here. That's davar muksa. When you have something muksa on something else, it becomes a basis of davar asa. You can't move it. Over there, the case of the barrel, you forgot about it. Aval b'maniach, when you actually placed it on it, it's not a basis of davar asa. This is a chiddush in basis l'davas. We spoke about basis l'davas. Something has, you have your bed, and you put money on it. That whole bed became a basis l'davas. When does something become a basis l'davas? When you maniach it. When you placed it on it. I placed my candelabra with the lighter on this tray. I placed my money or my camera on this table. That becomes a basis l'davas. But if something happened to be there, you just forgotten that happened to be there, that is not called a basis l'davar asr. What? Which case are you talking about?
The same case.
Because you're able to grab the. You're able to grab it.
But either way, Rashi says it's not a bus to the double
answer. Oh, but in the case over here, where you're maniach, he's saying clear out, if you cannot touch it, in the case where you could touch it, very good, there's the toes clear on it. Over here, there's nothing there. What can you grab over there? The whole thing is covered up by the muksa. So why can't you move the muksa? It's a bus to the double answer. There's two different cases. Over here, there's nothing to grab on. The thing is completely covered.
Rashi says the reason is afagav shehin lo ich bislan. The reason why it's not a basis davar asa is because lo ich bislan. We don't care.
Because you could. Part of it is megula. Because part of the lid is megula. When the lid is megula and you can grasp onto it, the lid itself has something there. But over here, I can't get that. I think that's the chiluk.
But he says the reason is shehin asi el chasis kader. It's only to cover the pot.
But now in this case where you can't even get to the pot, how could you? What's the head to move the muksa? Where's the head to move the muksa? Rashi here says, and I'd say have to say the chiluk is because once you can grasp it. Okay, we'll look into it more. The whole pot now becomes a basis. Since you were maniach it on it with kavana, that makes it a basis l'davar asa. V'heka de megula miksaso, and where that a little bit of it is revealed, ein ze tiltel. That's not called tiltel over here. Shemitzada v'kisa, no, that's not called tiltel. You're lifting up the pot, you're not lifting up the muksa, and that's not allowed. Maybe that's where Rashi's making the chiluk between the two cases. A case came up on this Shabbos. Someone opened up their meat drawer in the fridge. It's whatever, he wants to take out his chumis or whatever. And he realized that he put his raw schnitzels that they didn't have time to cook Erev Shabbos in it. Can he close the drawer? Maybe the drawer is a basis l'davar asa over here. Okay. What? Oh, so what's the key? So is that called a moneach or a shocheach? Is it something that happened to be there? Or it's a maniach. Lamaisa, he did place it there. He placed it in that drawer over there. It could be. Oh, yeah, just bring it up for a discussion, okay? What? He brought it out to the Kavanah Lotzi, but he did Maniach. Is that called Shokeach? Well, now this is a case that we were discussing over here, that maybe this is called Shokeach, or maybe Shokeach happens to be something that just, you had no Kavanah putting it over there, or not. That's an interesting case to think about. In the Basis L'Dava Asa, you see Rashi makes a chiluk in his report down in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a difference between something that was forgotten there, or something that was placed there, whether or not it becomes a Basis L'Dava Asa. Right in the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Na'or Shalpishtim Dake Ahari Hishizeho. Thin strands of flax are like zevel. What does that mean? Har yizek zevel. The mosif havla. It's a mosif havla, and therefore even Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to take your flask strands. I think this is maybe the things that we cover are esva. When we buy esva, we get that stringy flax type stuff. I'm not sure. Thin flax strands have a din of zevel. The mosif havla. To ain't tomni ba'afilim ebiyodyam. You can't even do Hatman on an Erev Shabbos. Manichin mecham al gabi mecham. You're allowed to put a mecham. A mecham is made of copper on top of a mecham. Ukidera al gabi kidera. And you're allowed to put a pot, which is a kli cheris. It's a pottery type pot on top of a kidera, another pottery type pot. Avalo kidera al gabi mecham. Do not put the clay pot on the copper pot. Umecham the copper pot al gabi kidera. Rashi, mecham shel nechoshes, kidera mishel cheres, it's pottery. And there's different gears, there's all machloked on how do you read this come over here. Yesh sofim shekazo behem avalo, mecham agad kidera, like Rashi, that you don't put the mecham on gabi de kidera. O meforshim tami penisha kidera marbe chamimiyot, o mosim havla le mecham. Because the kidera becomes hotter than the clean nechoshes, and it will add hevel to the clean nechoshes. Aval tosefti gizir mecham al gabi kidera. Also, the mecham al gabi kidera, a little bit of a mess with kirsus over here. Everybody has different kirsus going on. Next thing in the Mishnah, v'tachet piya v'betzek, you're allowed to smear betzek, dough, on the lid in order to keep the lid semi-sealed for Shabbos so nothing can escape from it. Of course, we're doing this on Shabbos. You prepared the betzek on Shabbos. You're allowed to put it on Shabbos. You're allowed to put a little betzek around over there to prevent any air leaks going on. But you can't do this in order that it should be hotter. You're doing it in order that there should be nothing should crawl it, or something like that. That's allowed. And just like you can't be tonin the chamin, kach ain tonin the tzonin. Just like you can't be to hatman on something that's hot food, you can't be tonin on cold food. And that's clearly, we already had this case over here that we don't pasuk like that. Shmuel came out and Rebbe. And Rebbe Hatir, Rebbe Hatir. This is the Rebbe that was matir after he heard in the name of Rebbe Yishmuel, but Rebbe Yossi. He was matir. Lahatmin and tzonin. Rashi. Velo shiachami, you're not allowed to smear the betzek on it. Shua elyon sonin, and not in order that it should be hot. Shira elyon sonin benonim kidei shiachamo mechamo shalatachton. You don't want the in order to heat it. Eli shu mishomin. Shu shneim chamin, the two of them should be hot. Benotim al gab of shel zeh kidei shiachamo mishtamibem. Sorry, not shomin to protect it from things crawling in, but to protect the heat that's already in there. Not to increase heat, but just to protect the eat. Last case of this price, it's seemingly nothing to do with what we just saw above, but a very interesting din that has a lot of naf communities in Halacha. Ve'ein marzakin lo et a shelig v'lo et a barad b'shabbos. You're not allowed to miraskin. You're not allowed to crush up ice and snow on Shabbos b'shvil she'zov ha'meimah, in order that its liquid should flow out from it. You're not allowed to melt ice in order to drink it. But if you have a cup of soda that's warped, you're allowed to take the ice and put it into the soda in order to cool off the soda. Or the toka kara, or in the midst of you have hot soup, you'll have to put it into the hot soup. There's no problem. So this is an interesting thing. You're not allowed to melt ice to drink the ice. Why? Rashi comes. Mizarkin, kamom, Marsakim b'shavim lechatiko. You're not allowed to break it up into chatiko takot. Borod is galtza. Whatever, ice. Kidesh yizove meimav. You're not allowed to do it in order that the water should flow. What's the problem over here? Mishum tekam moli b'shavis. You are moli, the yisiv nolad. All of a sudden, you didn't have anything to drink, and a half hour later, you created water to drink in your cup by putting ice into it and melting the ice over here. That is usher to do at Shabbos. You're not allowed to take ice and put it into a cup. It's moly. V'dami l'malacha shibora ha'mayim ha'elu. It's similar to a malacha, no real malacha of noli, because it's like you created this water. You made something new in the world that wasn't there earlier. This is the yitzur of nola. And that's what Vashi says. But you're allowed to put it into a pre-existing drink over here. Shall yayin b'imotei chama, into wine during the summertime, kidei l'tzinan, to cool it down. V'alfa pi shenimuch me'elav, even though it's going to melt me'elav, since it's not nikkur that you're creating anything over here, ain't a choshesh. You're not allowed, you don't have to worry about it. That's Rashi's din over here on ice. L'maisa, a lot of Rishonim learn like Rashi, but a lot of Rishonim don't learn like Rashi. The Rambam is the first one over here. The Rambam brings down the ice, the case of the Isser of melting ice in the halachas of schita, of bringing water out, squeezing juice out of its fruits over here. And this is also the Rashi. Rashi explains it very well, that over here the whole gezira is that what you're taking, extracting the water from the ice, and also you're not allowed to squeeze your oranges on Shabbos, because you're extracting the juices from the orange. He holds it's the same thing. Rather, it's a derivative of schita over here. That you're taking water, schita peyur, so omdim lamashke, that sit up for mashke over here. This is how the Rambam learns over here. Now this is, again, machlokin. What's the isser of melting ice? Is it nola, or is it a derivative of schita? What would be a nafkamina between these two halachas? Interesting nafkamina. Nafkamina would be the opposite. What happens if you have water and you want to make it into ice on Shabbos? You have water and you make it into ice. According to Rashi, it should be usher. It should be no different. There's an isser nolad over here. Therefore, taking water and making ice into it on Shabbos, and it's a nolad. But according to the Rambam and the Rashba and other people, what's the problem over here? No problem. The whole problem is ice to water, because you're deriving water out from it, just like you're squeezing a fruit for its juice. But to take the water to make it into ice, it should be no problem at all over here.
Another enough news that you put it in a cup and let it melt by itself.
Why?
Because of the Rashi, the problem is Lilith. So either way, it's Lilith. You're still doing that.
Oh, but Rashi says if there's drink in it. Oh, even though I'm... Okay, so they take care of that.
If you're just leaving it in the cup itself, in order that it should melt, in order that you should have a...
Why not? You put it in there, now all of a sudden there's water there. You didn't do a ma'aseh schita, but it's similar.
You put it in and let it melt by itself. You're being
seichel,
you're smushing it.
Good. Okay, so the ma'aseh. It's a good heart. The ma'aseh, the Mishnah of Ruhr, the halacha, is a little bit of a problem with the halacha. We're more paskin over here. The ma'aseh, Rashi brings down both, when it comes to melting ice, he brings down both the Rashi, Nolad, and the Rambam Shita of schita. So therefore, they both brought down the halacha. So what about making ice? Now this was an eye-opener to me, this making ice. The making the ice is a difficult sugya. Difficult. It's unbelievable. There's a footnote, if anyone has a chance to see the Shmir Shabbat Kilchasa. Shmir Shabbat Kilchasa comes out and Pesach, I always thought it was mutter. I remember hearing once that as long as you do it with enough time for it to freeze on Shabbos, you can do it. That was what I remember hearing that somewhere along the line. So I figured that the handy book that everybody uses, Shmir Shabbat Kilchasa, that should tell me that this is, I thought it would be found over here. He says, not like that. He says, it's best to refrain from putting water into the ice tray in order that it should become into kubiyot shel karach, unless there's a tzorek kadol bekach. Why? Because of this problem over here. And I looked in Shulchan Shlomo. Shulchan Shlomo brings down Rashi, he brings down the Rambam over there, and he goes to the Lomduses, and the Nafkamina would be making ice over here. Who do we paskin like? it's best to restrain. Unless it's the Tzorek Kadol, you can rely on the Rambam Shita and you can make it. And the footnote over here, and this making the ice, starts over here in the mid-page and Mamish goes on and on and on. You know, all the lum that's going on over here, how do we understand the Rambam? The Ramor over here, is the Ramor holding like Rashi, or is he more tilted to the Rambam over here? It's more complicated than I thought it was. So I don't know if I'm going to be, until I get further information, I'm going to be restrained from making my ice on Shabbos, which I don't remember hearing that it was a difficult problem. If someone has a clear psak on it, please let me know. We just finished matomnim as our derech is 3 minutes, a quick chazora on the perek. Hatmana. We had really three types of mana. Something that's not mosif hevel, that's something that doesn't add heat to it. That, you know, that you'll have to do erev Shabbos, you'll have to insulate, but not on Shabbos. Something that's going to add heat to it, you're not allowed to even do erev Shabbos. There was a third category, something that radiates heat, like the olives over here, the pulp of the eyes, that really adds heat over there, that you're allowed to put on top of it. But that's a hetter to put on top of it. But if you have something that's insulated, right? That's mutter. Instead of something that's mutter, and to put it on top of this 18, that would be usser. We learned that some things that are mukser, how does the mukser status fall off on it? For example, the mukim was mukser machmas chesvan kis over here. Does, when you use it for hatmana, give it a Torah kli, and therefore it's not mukser anymore, or not? And we had all kinds of cases on it. The store owner, these cases, that cases, to try and get a definite line, whether it's store owned, whether it's a person owned, all these different cases over here. If you're machbid on it, you're not machbid on it, does the muksu status fall off by just using it for hatmana? So each case needs its own information on it. We had a case when we talk about mukhin, or having a clothing that didn't have the neck in it. If it just was tied, untied. But if there's no neck to cut it, would be an issur d'oraisa, you're not allowed to cut the neck, because you're making it into an object now that you could use. And from there we had a whole amud on the sugya of mechuba letuba. If something's attached to another thing, like the clothesline, it's attached over here, and this part gets touched by tuma, mechuba letuma, everything becomes tuma. We went through a little bit of the halakhas of tefillin, that it needs a guf naki, like Elisha Baal Kenafayim over there, that one should be careful with passing gas when he has tefillin on. We had the malachas of Shabbos, it's 40 minus 1. There's two ways we understand it. Is it the avoda of the base of Migdash, there was 39 malachas? Or how many times did the word malacha and the derivatives of malacha was written in the Torah? On Shabbos, when things are muksa, we had different ideas of something that's yichud li'olam, yichud l'Shabbos, or you had to do a maisa mochiach in it. For example, the date palm branches over there. Do you have to do an actual maisa in it to remove it from its muksa, or not? Dirt that you can't do a maisa in, there's no maisa in the dirt, does that automatically become, according to Shita, that you have to do maisa in it? Does it not? And then we went into the sugyas of soap. Soaps that cause your hair to fall out, you can't use on Shabbos. And then the whole issue of soaps, is it possible that there's an issue of soap even for men to use? It's dressing a kli isha. Which brings us, we had the machloka, Rebbe Shemet, Tanakama and Rebbe Elezer ben Azaria, on whether or not you're choshish, that you might come to move muksa. We're not choshish for it. And then we went into, yesterday we had the heta of doing hatmana with sonin, and then we learned today being mosif your hatmana, or switching your hatmana into melting ice over here. Hajjana, Alan, Allah, Allah, Allah.